that Mrs. Himes has returned and Mr. Harrington has returned at 10:55, we will resume the meeting. All right, you were in the middle of something, Mr. Cardos. Would you like to finish?
I think I'm pretty well laid the groundwork for the event and the series mm-hmm. of events that mm-hmm. led to these violations. Certainly, there was no intent on either property owner's part to be in violation.
Okay.
If we were aware of the situation that the event planner was planning, we would have insisted on proper permits.
Okay.
All he requested was a place to park the trailers for
okay.
the event that he was promoting.
All right. What is staff recommending at this point? What's your final recommendation? Same as
yeah,
the previous
our recommendation
case.
Is the okay. same as the previous
so,
case.
So, Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent previously in non-compliance but currently in compliance and to dismiss the case. All right. There's a motion by Mrs. Hines. Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right. Thank you.
That's
thank
it. You.
All right, case number 17, CEB 10-14-111, John Kutuzits, trustee, 728 Blue Road, A. Respondent present. And I know I just butchered the name.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Attorney Alan Holt on behalf of Harriet and John Kutuzits.
Well, state your name again, please.
Attorney Alan Holt. I'll give you my address, 585 Blue Road.
All right.
Next time you come, let us know you're here at the beginning of the meeting
and
first.
Yeah.
We didn't know you're here.
I believe they were waiting. Yes.
We didn't know.
I believe they were waiting on somebody.
Okay. I want to swear. Miss Hampton, will you swear him in?
No, he doesn't get sworn in.
Oh, he doesn't get sworn in. Sorry. All right. All right. Can we hear? Well, first of all, what is your relationship to the property?
I represent the owners
represent?
Of the properties.
Okay.
Yes, I've been retained by them.
Can you pronounce their name for me?
Kutuzits.
Kutuzits. All right.
Yes.
Do you agree that some or all of these violations occurred at the time of notice?
We would deny.
Okay. All right. Let's hear from staff.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is the property at 728 Blue Road A. The inspector is Michael Fitzgerald, and the violation that was cited was non-conforming use, living in a commercial building, and using. Is living in a commercial building, using a commercial building as living quarters. And I would be calling the inspector, Mike Fitzgerald, and to testify as to what he was able to determine.
All right, Mr. Fitzgerald.
I can give a summary of the staff.
Okay.
The general summary is that there was a call that went to the police department indicating there was a domestic violence issue. Police went out to the address of 728 Blue Road with the victim. The victim alleged that the perpetrator was in the residence asleep. When they went in, they found the perpetrator in the residence asleep, and that's pretty much the extent of it was determined that they both listed and indicated this to be the address on the police report, and this is the complainant or the victim had indicated that he knew that they weren't supposed to live there because it was not a commercial facility, but that's where he stayed. And so on that basis is why they were cited in, for the nonconforming use. And I don't know if if there's any questions from Mr. Holt or whether there's any other testimony from the inspector.
Mr. Holt?
My position would be, an attorney, would be that that's obviously, I would object to any of that coming in. There's nothing that this inspector personally observed. The statement that has been proffered to this panel is what we call hearsay, and it's a hearsay within hearsay statement, meaning that they're attempting to cite multiple statements that have been generated outside of court.
So hearsay is a lot of these kind of proceedings.
Well, yeah. Hearsay within hearsay should not be allowed.
You can argue that it is, but I'm just saying it is allowed in these proceedings.
So as such, there's, you know, the attempt at this evidence in front of this panel, there's nothing that this inspector personally observed. Although I don't represent the tenant, I represent the landlord. And my first and foremost is that, you know, we have no knowledge of this. Anything that occurred as such is hearsay. It would open up my client's liability because they have a contractual agreement, meaning a lease. When we were approached by Mr. Fitzgerald, at the time there was subsequent contractual obligations that the tenant did not fulfill. We attempted to evict him from the property for non-payment of rent. As such, he's now in compliance. At this time, he is in compliance and paid rent. So our position is that any remedies or violations that were brought to us to this date have been remedied.
I have a question. This is a commercial building. You said that the tenant was in compliance. We're not, that you're in compliance. I didn't understand who you said was in compliance.
What I mean is we have a lease agreement with the tenant, meaning landlord-tenant issue.
I see.
He has paid rent and is paying rent.
Okay.
Other than that.
But this is not the use of the building. Is that correct, Mr. Jackson? The building is not permitted for residential living.
That's correct.
Okay.
It is indeed a commercial property. But, again, what he is proffering to the panel is nothing that this inspector has observed. He is attempting to, you know, there's no personal observance by a code enforcement officer.
I understand that, but you just admitted that you had a lease with this tenant. So I assume that he's living there.
No. It's a commercial lease. The lease is for, it's not for a residential lease. No. I'm not admitting that I have a lease to, so you misunderstood me.
All right, that's what I'm misunderstanding.
No, there's a business transactional lease in place, meaning that he rents the property, yes. There's no part of the lease agreement that says that he's allowed to live there.
Okay.
And I, in no way, am admitting that.
Okay.
If I made that statement,
yeah,
let me make
that
perfectly clear
that
that's not what the lease agreement is for.
But that's okay.
I'm just trying to clarify your statement to me.
Okay.
So you've informed that person who rents that space that he cannot live there.
Correct.
Okay, the city would like to call Captain Newcomb.
Captain?
Captain James Newcomb.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Step up the microphone.
If I may, just one thing again. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
It might be easier if I start the beginning, how this came about. We have a confidential tips-off line that's set up through the county, and in April we received a tips-off notice about excessive amounts of noise and parking at this location. They're completely anonymous. We get a lot of them. Some of them are drug things, some are prostitution things. Since it was so vague, I took it upon myself. I assigned a couple of our sergeants at night to check. They had tried on several occasions to knock on the door and get somebody to come to the front of the the business, which we thought at the time, and they could see people coming around, but nobody would come to the door. After a few unsuccessful attempts, I started trying during the day. I believe it was mid-May was the first time I made contact. The front window of the place had been smashed out the door, and there was cardboard covering it. So I was able to get a young woman to come to the door, and the tenant was inside with two young ladies. So I was able to go inside and speak to them to kind of follow up on this complaint. My first concern was the signage out front advertising internet radio, coffee shop, but the place was just a wreck inside. You could barely walk around. One thing that caught my attention that initially concerned me is as I came in, there was a makeshift bed set up with cameras. And in the back, there was a living area in the back of the area with two futons, food, hot plates. I could testify my own experience that they had been living there. And one of the females that was there confirmed that fact. So I spoke with the tenants, spoke with the females. One of them got angry and left. I explained that you have to go through the process of, you know, getting a permit to the business. There was no occupational license at that time, nothing. So I returned approximately 2 weeks later, met with the tenant again, and at that time, flyers had been circulating that they were advertising a large concert at this location, $5, all you can drink till 10 p.m. So again, that caused some concern, so I made contact with the tenant again. He said, yes, they were trying to publicize this internet concert. And I said, you're not permitted for that process. You need to go down to the city hall, permitting office, and get this straightened out to what you can and can't do. Went down to city hall, applied for the permits, and they denied based on the use and the permit and the zoning in the area. He reapplied for, I believe, some type of computer business. Code inspectors made several attempts to go in. Nobody would open the door to conduct the inspections. There wasn't one inspection done. I made several more further attempts to try to contact somebody on the inside, and despite hearing people on the inside, nobody would come to the door. I then made contact with them again last week. The same conditions still existed last week. There's an office, a futon, a seating area. It's obvious that people live in their clothes. And in the back, he was trying to set up part of a coffee shop, which I believe came from a business he had previously on Seabreeze, where unfortunately we had the same kind of issue. And at that time, I mentioned to the tenant that he needed to contact the city. He's coming up on the end of what he needs to get done here. The time limit's expiring. So in the meantime, Code had come up and filed this action. So that's what brought us here today. I have spoken to the owner, Harriet. I spoke to her twice over the last couple of months. She was working on, like the attorney said, working on trying to remove the tenant for non-compliance with some issues. I don't know where that process either start or stop. I don't know if you were involved in that initially or not.
Yes.
But I know she was working on that, and I haven't talked to her since.
Who is Harriet?
Harriet is the wife. She's also...
It's Harriet John.
Harriet John Katuzis. It's set up in a trust, and he's one of the trustees. Obviously, she would be a trustee as well.
Has he given an opportunity to inquire? He has an opportunity to ask any questions.
Would you like to?
I don't need any. I don't need to really inquire. We've spoken before.
Any questions from the board? Any? Is there a recommendation from staff? Someone? Would you like to speak, sir?
Yes.
Please come up and identify yourself. Give your name and address, and be sworn in.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I'm Charlie Williams, and I rent 728A Ballou Road from John and Harriet Katuzis.
I'm answer, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
And I'm saying that no one is actually living in the building. I'm not in their building. I'm the one you're talking about here, and no one is living there, although I'm there often, many times. And I would just like to say that a lot of this testimony given by Captain Newcomb is inaccurate. And I'm sorry about that, but it's just not true. We do not live in that building. We've had some problems there, but no one lives there. No one currently lives there. I might have spent the night there a couple times in the past, but that's not going on anymore. So please let us have our building back. We want to put a coffee shop in there. A little coffee shop, and we do internet television. And that's what we want to do, and have small shows. No alcohol. No alcohol. There was never any, I am against alcohol. We never had any sign or any advertisement saying that there was alcohol going to be there. I'm against it. I'm not into that.
All right.
So that's what he, but, so, anyway.
So you're testifying that people have lived there in the past but don't live there now.
No, I'm not testifying that. No, we might have spent the night there. We had some all-night parties a couple times, but that doesn't mean that we're using it as a residential building. It's commercial. I rented it. I want it to be a commercial building. I don't want to live there. I have another place to live. We're not using it in that way as we're being accused of.
All right. What is staff's final recommendation?
Non-compliance and 10 days.
In 10 days.
Non-compliance, 10 days to comply.
Well, inspections.
Well, we've already complied with everything.
With open inspections, everything implies that the parent says that they're residing there. You said you have another place to live. Where
yes.
Do you live?
On Madison.
Where?
227 Madison.
You were living there.
Apartment 5.
When did you start living there?
Just this month. Before then, I was living at 233 Oak Tree Circle in Daytona Beach.
So August 10th, 2014, where were you living?
At 233 Oak Tree Circle with...
You familiar with this report?
No.
That's a police report.
I never saw that. Well, no, I never saw that.
Who is Amanda Raymond?
Amanda Raymond is a singer and entertainer mm-hmm. that I know, a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Did you call her, identify as your girlfriend?
No, she's a very good friend of mine. She's not a girlfriend.
Okay.
All right, there has been a recommendation from... go ahead, respond.
First of all, I, for the record, I do not represent this gentleman.
Right.
I represent the
yes.
the landlord.
Yes.
And for the record, my clients own various properties on Beaulieu, as most people know. We had no knowledge of this. Our efforts have been to be in compliance with any rules or regulations from the get-go. So to us, this is something new and unknown.
Okay. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance in 10 days, which is October 19th, with an inspection, an open inspection by code inspectors, or to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine. There's such a motion.
Okay.
Second.
All right. I have a motion by Mrs. Himes, a second by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So there will be another inspection within 10 days. You have 10 days to complete this, and then there will be an inspection.
Okay.
And if you're in compliance, inside case now. And goes away.
Yeah.
That's
if there's no one there, that'll be fine. Thank
if
you.
If he comes back, what will be the next date?
Do you give him notice, Amy?
Yeah, in the order it'll say, but it's November 13th is the next meeting day.
Okay. And if necessary, if that date doesn't work,
we'll work with you.
Well,
okay.
Yeah,
just
no problem.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Get a hold of Tony. If you got a problem that particular day, come get a hold of Tony. We can work with you.
Okay, case number 18, CEB 10-14-112, Fannie Mae Wallace. A vacant parcel lot on DeSoto Avenue. Is the respondent present? All right. Okay. Mr. Jackson.
Yes, this is a vacant lot. The inspector on this case is Edwin Lopez. The property is in non-compliance. What it's expressed by Mr. Lopez is that that the property has been mowed, but it has excess construction material and trash and debris on the lot. And someone has been removing the notices, even, but no one's made any contact specifically with him. And so that's what we are. So we're asking for noncompliance next cut.
Okay. All right. Any questions? All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine. Is there such a motion?
Second.
Motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, case number 19, CEB 10-14-113. Russell Laura Vieira and Nicholas Montagna. And that is at 315 Live Oak. Respondent present? All right. Mr. Jackson.
This is the property at 315 Live Oak Avenue. The inspector is Edwin Lopez. The property is in non-compliance. There's still some material that needs to be removed with the outside storage, the construction material. Non-compliance next cutoff.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
No.
Chair, entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and order respondent to commit to compliance by the next cutoff or be returned to the board for consideration of the fine. Is there such a motion? A motion by Mr. Smart and a second by Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, case number 20, CEB 10-14-114, Willie Bailey and Robin Gabides, 563 Live Oak Avenue. Respondents present? All right, Mr. Jackson.
This one is a owner-occupied. No action has been taken by anyone. The inspector would like you to find them in non-compliance. Next cutoff to come to compliance.
Any questions from the board? All right, motion to find respondent in noncompliance and order respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff or be returned to the board for consideration of the fine. Is there such a motion?
Sorry.
All right, a motion by Mrs. Himes, a second by Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, case number 21. CEB 10-14-115, Ossie B. Lewis, Lucy, at 424 Marion Street. Do we have a respondent present? Hello. Please state your name and address and be sworn in.
My name is Ossie B. Lewis, 424 Marion Street.
Raise your right hand, please, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony
you're
about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing
about
the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, do you agree that some or all of these violations occurred at the time you were given the notice?
Some of them?
Okay. All right. Good. All right, we'll hear from staff, please.
The inspector in this case is Edwin Lopez. He says he spoke with the owner and has informed him of what is needed for compliance. Currently, the property is still in non-compliance, and he's asking to give him till next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay. What would you like to say?
The car's got tagged. It's a car sitting there. It got a tag on it. It had tags on it then. He had the pictures that all the stuff out of that been fixed with the...
Show that to the inspector.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to resolve the question.
Well, there are probably other violations that need to be fixed as well.
Yes, yes, that's what, correct.
Okay.
And even as far as the vehicles, the inspector would like to be able to go on and make sure that they're operable, even if it does have tanks. And but there's still a number of things that need to be remedied.
Mr. Lucy, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Everything I said he asked me to do, I knew I didn't did it.
All right. We'll go inspect it.
Well, okay, you get with the inspector after this. And he'll tell you what is left to be done. But for the time being, the chair will accept a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Could you just say the next cutoff date, November 5th. All right. So we have a motion by Mr. Smart and a second by Mrs. Himes. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. So, Mr. Lucy, we've given you till November 5th to get all these items into compliance. And you can talk to the inspector and he can tell you what is left to be done. And if you get them all done, the case will be found in compliance. And you won't, but you have till November 5th to do that.
Thank you.
All right. One more case. CEB 10-14-116, Prem K. Bhandari at 433 Warner Place. Respondents are patiently present, I guess. Please state your name and address and be sworn in.
Prem Bhandari. 5225 Books Hill Road, Unit 222 South, Bethesda, Maryland, 20184.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. Do you agree that some or all of these violations occurred when the property was inspected?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We'll hear from staff first, and then you'll get a chance to talk.
The inspector in this case is Edmund Lopez. This is an out-of-town owner. The inspector has spoken with this owner for weeks trying to get this remedied. The problem the owner's been having is finding a contractor. The property is now vacant. There's no work being done. The staff is asking for you to find him in noncompliance to give him the next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay, what would you like to tell us, Mr. Bhandari?
I have been trying to find a contractor immediately after July 17 when I evicted the tenant, partially because of non-payment, which I used as an excuse, but primarily because she was having a man who was shirtless, tattooed, with beer and some drug habits, squatting in my property all day. And when I confronted my tenant, who was a very decent person, very nice lady, she wanted me to stay away from her private life. So I filed eviction right away. And not right away, then he stole my refrigerator, new refrigerator, and he was apprehended. And police made a case, DB 1400-10187. And second day I filed for eviction. And during that time, suddenly, before that also, they were creating problems with my plumbing, my roof, the ceiling through the roof, and water started dripping, and moisture started developing inside. And she probably called. She was very much aware of code violations. She probably reported it. I did not know any code violation at that time. And I received a letter from Mr. Lopez dated July 1, and it reached me on July 11. And I reached here, I drove here on right away within a few days. And on July 17th, after the eviction, on July 18th, second day, I signed papers for pulling the permit out with a general contractor, just within one day, with Jake Crandall, Crandall Construction, whom I had used before, and he said he will do it. And after 15 days' time, I called him. I said, look, it has been raining quite a bit every day, heavily. I hope you must have completed the job. To my surprise, he didn't pick up my call. I left this message on his machine, and he responded back. He's tired of it. He never wants to do anything with this, with the city. He left a very unpleasant message for me. I tried to reach him again. He wouldn't pick up the call. And since then, I have contacted several roofers and general contractors, and one of them was Charlie Shields, who filled out the papers, and I was here. I went with him to Volusia Court, and he came to pick up the permit at the city. Some difference of opinion developed between him and inspectors, housing inspectors, and I could not reach him after that. I know he paid some money to Volusia Court for sending him facts or something. I think there's a procedure. I don't understand why he was sent to Volusia Court, because I accompanied him. And my signatures were notarized by the city, Lisa Kowais, probably. So he wouldn't call me again. Then A.M. Wright Construction agreed to do the job. He kept it for 1 month, kept me in suspense. Finally, I came. I have been coming here every month, spending 1 week, driving, round trip 1,900 miles. He came, and he says, don't worry, I'll speak to Mr. Lopez. And he did send an email to Mr. Lopez. And after that, he became quiet. Then on 30th, Half Hill Roofing, 30th September, we went in to pull the permit. We went through the same process, and he's doing the job now.
So the job is being done now. You have the permit.
Okay. Yeah, the roofing was needed because it was destroying the property inside.
Right.
And I have pictures on the internet. It was a showpiece.
How long do you think it will take you to get this property?
I request you, because of the finances, I'm paying 2.5 times the price this roof would have costed me, $5,000. I request you to give me 10 months because there's a lot of damage inside.
But we generally don't consider 10 months.
I agree with you, but the fact is I don't have the steam money ready, and the tenants don't pay the rent. And a lot of
Didn't you evict tenants?
Yeah, but...
Do you have new tenants?
No.
You have no tenants
no
in there
tenants
now. When did the tenants leave?
On the 17th.
Of which month?
Of July. And historically, this place has had many evictions. They don't pay the tenants. They don't pay the rent.
I understand. All right. But our job here today is to either find you in compliance or non-compliance. And there are things that need to be fixed. So we're going to have to determine pretty much how long we're going to give you to fix these and whether we need progress reports and all of that. So are there any questions from the board?
In relation to other things, what's your plan?
My plan is to restore it as soon as possible. I lost a sale because I had made a showpiece. It was a very beautifully decorated place. and it is destroyed with the mildew coming as a result of continuous rain.
Have you other contractors?
Yes, I will have current contractor once he completes the roof.
Okay, when are they scheduled to start your work?
I don't have the money to schedule it, honestly. I have to pay him $5,000 within a few days, and then I will start restoring the rest of the stuff as soon as I can, because I'm paying mortgages, insurance, taxes, and I don't want to be behind that. So it's a give and take, and it is in my interest, because it's investment property, to restore it just as soon as possible. I want to sell it. And I'm not earning money. I'm senior, mm-hmm. and I'm living far away.
Mr. Jackson, what is your final recommendation in this case?
Staff is recommending noncompliance. Next cutoff to come into compliance. As he indicates, he has a contractor working on the roof work. Much of the other stuff is cleanup, and we're giving him until next. We're requesting the next cutoff date, November, for compliance.
Okay. And any questions from the board? Yeah. I mean, the roof is being done. The permit has been pulled.
Yes.
I'd be inclined to ask for a progress report. I don't know how anybody else feels for the next meeting and then compliance after that. Does anybody have an opinion about that?
Well, 60
I'm
days.
Looking at if the roof is done, these other things are just trash junk.
No, trash.
No, it's more than it. If you look at the pictures,
trash is cleaned out.
There's much more.
Go ahead. Motion.
All right. So
you were.
I'll make a motion. Are there any other comments?
No.
Make a motion.
All right. The board will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order a progress report at the next meeting and allow respondent until the cutoff date of December 3rd to come into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine.
So moved.
All right. I have a motion by Mr. Smart. Do I have a second?
Yes, again.
A second.
You have to
say all in favor, Ms. Fine.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Nay.
3-1.
3-1.
You're opposed?
Yes.
3-1.
Motion.
All right. So you're to come back here next month and show us what progress you've made. And then the house is to be in compliance by the December cutoff date.
Can I send it by email or letter?
He's coming back and forth from Maryland. So.
Yeah, that's fine. Get with Mr. Lopez.
Well, you get to Mr. Lopez and make sure that he knows what progress and he sees what progress has been made.
I have been exchanging emails with him.
Well, that's all right. We'll just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That'll be fine so he can see what's going on.
Yeah. Have your roofing contractor call Mr. Lopez and say it's done.
Oh, I'll be happy to see that he does that. And I'll do it because I want to see that he does it because he has to be paid.
Okay. Thank you. All right, that concludes our cases. Anybody like to, is there any miscellaneous business?
Do we need to do anything as far as accepting the resignation? Does she do that or anything?
I think we could take a motion to accept reservation and thank you for her service.
Yeah, but
Mr. Bourne.
He doesn't resign to us.
He just thank you for service.
Right.
Yeah, thank him for
and
service.
Yeah, and yes, he will be getting a thank you from
yes,
the city for serving. And I guess we could contact him personally or contact his secretary if he'd like to do something personal. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Send him a card or whatever, or we could do that as a board.
Or you can forward
fine.
It to me and I can forward it on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
that'd be
contact
fine.
Information if you want to take it upon yourselves personally to send a note.
And then
okay. Are there any other comments?
Are we getting close to getting a couple vacancies filled? Because
yeah.
We're running the potential of not having a quorum here one of
right.
these days.
As city clerk works on that, I guess Betty, Ms. Goodman. And we're in the process of just waiting for it to happen. I guess is she aware of the circumstance now with Mr. Bourne's as well?
Yeah.
Could you remind her again, Amy? Could you remind her again that it's real important because
yes, we're not going to be able to have a meeting.
We only have four today, so yeah, I know it's Mr. Garcia will want.
Maybe we need to raise the pay scale.
I said you don't want to be the liaison. Mr. Garcia will let her know.
You didn't know?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. No.
Okay. And you may have heard that Ms. Hampton said, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Ms. Hampton said that she believes that part of the issue may be that they're looking for more applications. So if you have any friends or someone you know that you think would be good for co-board, you can kind of pass along and say, hey, you ever thought about maybe getting on a co-board?
So if that is the case, if you'll let me know, I will look for people. That wouldn't be a problem for me.
Remember the criteria.
What is that?
Business person,
real estate,
construction, attorney.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be cool if we had a. It's been a while since we had someone that's been in construction.
Realtor, engineer, contractor, general contractor, engineer, realtor.
Okay. I'll have to resign.
No.
No.
It says it's not possible.
Meeting's adjourned.